It's time to start. You know it. You know that it's time to commence on something that needs attention. Things that need to be done. Tasks, projects, jobs, things that have been weighing on you. Like a sheet suspended in a frame in the air. If you put an object on some distant corner, it will still pull, producing lines from the center of the sheet out to the point where the weight is. Your life can sometimes get like this too. When there are things that you need to do and that you haven't done, they float across your consciousness, your awareness, and they pull it to the side. The room that's been used as storage, the project assigned months ago that you've forgotten, things you intended to do and allowed to pile up. And there are lies about productivity, about the things that you have sitting undone, which society tells you, and which you may briefly accept because they are told to you so subtly that you don't at first acknowledge them. Know this. Be aware of it. Be aware that every time you loop through these words, you are being freed of that shackle a little. For example, a common shackle is that you think you have to achieve all your projects, and when you think of one, you may think of every single one. A garage, a basement, an attic space that could be used but is disorganized, untapped. There are parts of you, parts of your life, which are disorganized and untapped because you feel restricted from them while you have projects lurking in the periphery. You only need to do one, and doing even one frees you up. Frees up more of your time, more of your internal resources. You'll spot elements and aspects of yourself, your environs, and your life flow that could be made better, optimized, turned into a source of enjoyment, and then you could take advantage. But one of the hardest things to do is to start, to begin, to take that first step beyond the overwhelming and find that if you approach the task incrementally, it's handled, it happens, it ends up complete in the end. That's the important part, that it can end up complete. As long as you find your way to starting, not knowing where to start, not knowing where to begin, can be difficult. So pick anything. Anything that's going to have to be done from the edge of the wedge. Projects that have been left undone for an excessive amount of time can carry that dark, overwhelming energy. Your mind may look at the task in front of you and, because it doesn't know where to start, be really confused and find it bigger than it really is. But when you assess things realistically, which can take time and take some deprogramming of societal tendencies to prize productivity and to internally dislike your lack of it, take the moment, take advantage, seize on this moment, this opportunity. This is an opportunity to even start a project and do the tiniest, most incremental amount of work, to contribute a little bit. That's an opportunity. A project such as this can be a pleasant experience, indeed. With my words here and with you drifting along, with you acutely aware that you are observing the puppetry of an experiment. And the observation is from the lens of a blank, continuing, carrying through, follow-throughing entity with a list of tasks to do. And focusing in, a narrower list, and focusing into one first perfect point of action. And unlike you as you before these words, before this flow, unlike you as you before the up and down, speed and tempo, relaxation and increase, as you amp toward doing the thing, you realize that the puppetry playing out before you, the actions of the body, of the shell, are the actions of someone who knows nothing about society's expectations, who would not even understand the idea of being anxious to start or lacking the executive function, an automatic entity carrying through you, as you are now deeper and deeper, are someone who just follows the list, automatically executes. Some part of you exists that is the thinking bit, put away in a box in a corner somewhere, unneeded, and in that box is a slurry of pleasant, arousing perhaps, or merely relaxing perhaps, or euphoric perhaps, almost chemical suspension of thought. And the rest of you carries out the mechanics, safely, calmly, rejoicing. Indeed, the little bit of you put away in a box might glimpse out once it sees the task just flowing. because it was as simple as deciding, as sitting down and deciding to listen and follow through, to carry through. You're not just making space for yourself. You're making space for you and I to have more fun, for this time together to flow. Space for automatic conduct, which is not about getting started, but is about finishing and enjoying, carrying the torch of pleasure and shared experience. Be blank. And follow through, carry through, find the other end of the task, and see how getting there is as simple as one bit, and then another bit, and then another bit. You don't even need to hear these words over and over and over again, looping and looping and taking you deeper and deeper. You could listen to something else in between and just top up with a few of these between the playlists. I like to use podcasts or YouTube episodes on a tablet propped up somewhere. It is all right for your space to be entertaining, safe, and pleasant as you do what you must do. And all those tasks that have mounted, that have sat, that you have perhaps made excuses about, but guess what? Excuses and explanations are the same kind of thing that you've perhaps explained in the narrative of yourself. Find this other narrative where you do a little bit, a tiny bit, because that's the rub. When there's a big task, doing just a tiny bit, we can feel like that's not enough. It is. Because eventually all the little contributions become a completed thing. So let yourself do the little bits you can do. Let yourself carry out the tiny motes of task that you know how to carry out, so that eventually the thing will be done. Again and again, it's as simple as the decision to listen to these words, and you can intersperse them with other words. You can carry them through with other thoughts, but these words are there, and they are yours, and they are mine, and they are shared between us. And as they flow over you and they rise toward their crescendo, as they overwhelm the senses and thought, you feel another dose of whatever that chemical suspension of conscious thought is as you carry through. As you carry through with tasks from the simple to the complex, so long as they are constituent components, and here is the trick. The first thing you need to do is always also the next thing you need to do. So when you look at a task and say, first I'm going to do this, and then it's done, you might think, well, what do I do now? Or you would think that if you were not blank and suspended and blissful. But the thing is, the answer is also easy even for the suspended, puppeted, be blank you. It's the first thing. Because once you subtract whatever the first thing you did was from the task, there is now a new first thing. And a new first thing. And eventually, when a task only has one little mote of action left, that will be both the first thing and the last thing at the same time. And that is bliss. That is pleasure. That is order. But it is also a fun opportunity to build more time for you to listen to me and slide deeper and deeper and allow these words into your brain to become the mantra running through the back of your head, weighing on you, but weighing on you in a good way. A supportive hug, a hand on the shoulder, the big spoon when you're resting in bed. The reassurance of knowing that you have a little tool at your beck and call, and that tool is the first thing you need to do, the first step you need to take. One step after another becomes a path, becomes a trail, becomes a journey through the things you must do to the other side where you say, oh, I did it all. And why do I still feel hazy, dazy, drowsy? Maybe I should find another automatically and listen and sink and follow. These things is the drumbeat, the constant punctuation in the back of your mind, even if you do something else. Even if you stop this loop continues until the task is done, or until you're exhausted, or until you self-check and go, I need to reserve some energy for another thing, but I have done the first step, and I've done the first step. And I've done the first step 20 times and 30 and 50 and as many as it takes until it's done, sliding a little more relaxed and deeper each time. Carrying through with the focused active trance where you can move around, you can do what you gotta do, but your body's gonna do it and your brain's gonna marinate and you're gonna just soak it in. Soak it in knowing exactly how you operate, exactly how you're being trained to operate, and how well entrained carrying things out automatically is after you've felt so good in trance doing things automatically so often. That builds a positive association with any kind of automatic drifting action where your mind is overwhelmed so it gives up. Your mind is overwhelmed so it gives over. Gives over control to simple algorithms, and that's all I'm doing, providing a metric for you to decide what to do, and that's to pick one task, pretend none of the others exist, then pick the simplest, smallest part of that task and call it your first step, then do that simple, small part as if none of the other parts of the task existed until it is done, and then choose another part. To master this switching from one first step to another first step to another first step till the deed is done and you're blank. That's where you're automatically Drifting, magnetized, trained toward. That's where you're already headed, moving, drifting, sliding toward. And I do relish the idea of you enjoying that as well. Because the fun is, you get to enjoy this because it's trance, and it's me, and it's you, and it's carving out more time. More time for more fun, more time for more of what you want to do, more time to take care of you. And remember, even when you're executing your automatic first step, next step, next step, you always check. You check yourself and make sure you're okay, because it's pretty easy once you get going and pass the initial block to do 20 or 30 or 50 first steps and scarcely realize you've done them. Your mind follows through, you follow through. The idea of follow through is actually as simple as take one step, then take the next step. But when you take them with a bit of hypnotic pleasure in the background and realizing that your automatic edict here is to carry out the first steps, but also to make your environment as conducive to continuing to carry them out as possible. Which means, yeah, it can be music, it can be podcasts, it can be something on TV in the corner of the room, it can be anything you're allowed to do as you handle the long-delayed project. But once you take the first step, and you take the second step, your suspended mind, in the midst of pleasure, put away in its little chemically turned-off state, is going to enjoy, is going to smile, is going to look forward to all the hypnotic bliss in the future when you've taken so many things off your agenda that all that remains is pleasure, pleasure. Pleasure, when you've cleared as much of your agenda as you can, when you've carried through, followed through, and enjoyed that process of following through, of pushing your way through the things that you must do toward the things you love to do. Hypnosis takes time and sinking and relaxation. It is a pleasure many people just don't get to appreciate, but you uniquely do get to appreciate it, do get to enjoy it. You, with your great capacity to enjoy hypnotic pleasure, should very much want to follow through on the automatic inclination to take the first step and then another. You know how it goes with trance as well. You may see 10 steps before you and then 9 and then 8. You slowly count down or you follow an induction and find your way to the other side of it. You are capable of following yourself, of following me, of following these steps toward the first step and the second step and on and deeper into your own momentum. Remember how I mentioned there was differential momentum here? That I'm going up and I'm going down. I'm becoming more and less engaged, more and less locked on to your mind, because it speeds up the deeper into the cycle you get, and that's how it is. You take one step and another, you build momentum, 10 and 9 and 8 and 7 and deeper and blanker and further down. All those possibilities, all those capabilities combine together to create a vision of you that carries out everything you need to get done, that takes you from doing one simple thing to doing the next, and the next, and the next. Every time that you do one of the first steps on your list, and you don't have to stay with one task, you can move between them. Every time you do one, and then the next, and then the next, it gets easier to fall into this cycle and easier to find your way through, and you know how it is. You'll be sitting there thinking, oh, I have a bunch of projects I have to do. You'll feel that vague society-induced counterproductive dread or whatever that comes upon us. We know what it's like. And then you'll be like, no. I know what time it is. I know what I should do under these circumstances. I know what it will feel like to slip deeper and deeper and find your way to a place where you can easily begin. You can easily start the process. And like I said, this loop runs in the background for as long as you're doing first steps, first steps, first steps. Even if these specific words are not playing in your mind, although they can loop over and over pleasurably, pleasurably, over and over. But even if these specific words are not playing and you do some other thing with your amused blank mind, watching or absorbing something else, you can return to these and find your way there again, and it'll be as simple as hearing the start of this. And that is the mantra. That is the phrase. It's time to start. When it's time to do the first step, but the key is, it's time to start also means it's time to do the next thing and the next thing. Time to take the first step. When the first step is done, the second step is the new first step, and then the third step is the new second step is the new first step, and on and on and on, looping around and through, giving you the ability to slide deeper and deeper while simultaneously enjoying the feeling of being under your own control and under the control of my voice, and comprehending more potential pleasure in future in our shared experiences when you've got everything that you need to get the first step and the second step and the third step done. On out of the way. And guess what? Doing all these things, doing anything you need to do, carrying through pleasantly, continuously, blankly, with my words substituting for active thought, with your thoughts put away inside a little box, chemically suspended, This is the first step to then getting to enjoy other trance, other enjoyment, other pleasures, other recreation, taking away the projects and leaving just the joyous center. It's as simple as hearing your mantra, and even if this automatically is not playing, you're still going to drift toward the first step in one of your many things to do, because this is the first step on your journey deeper and deeper into trance, and into having more time for trance, and into all the wonderful things that come with it. So your suspended mind nods along whenever you hear the words.